from stpetecatalyst.com.
We're in the Catalyst studio for My Mayor, and joining me is Marcille Powers. Welcome, Marcille.
Hi, thank you, Joe, for having me.
So how's life on the campaign trail?
Well, I'm excited to announce that I was endorsed by Shorting DC. They're a PAC, nationwide PAC, that is nonpartisan and endorses candidates that are from the people, for the people, as opposed to career politicians. I have almost no funds in my political campaign, and I'm running against over $500,000 now, and I'm sure it's going to get up to $1 million by the time the primary comes around. And I just find that kind of spending on political campaigns wasteful. And that's why the literature I've printed so far are resource guides, and I've done food giveaway in the South Side, and I plan to do another one. And I really want to see campaigning change to being, you know, endless trash, like political mailers that come in and immediately go into the recycling bin, to something that's useful and beneficial for the entire community.
Makes a lot of sense. So today we're getting to know the person behind the policies by asking you to share three things that you either carry in your bag or have on your desk. So let's start with item number one.
Okay. My first item I carry around is my water bottle, because I'm one of those weird people that drinks the proper amount of water. I feel really sick when I don't drink water, so I have my green water bottle here in honor of Earth Day. It has a little picture of the Earth, so happy Earth Day. And remember to carry around your stainless steel water bottle. One thing I really, really miss since the pandemic started is being able to refill my water bottle at drive-thrus and those bottle refilling stations. So I'll be really glad when I can start refilling my bottle of water again.
So you mentioned that you're one of the few people that drinks the proper amount of water every day, which is really important. If you were elected mayor, what are some of the strategies you would use to get that kind of, getting other folks drinking the proper amount of water and doing other things to stay healthier?
So I'm on the board of SUAC, which is Sustainable Urban Agriculture Coalition. And I also do garden educational classes with kids. So it would be really handy to work with Healthy St. Pete and further expand the nutritional classes that are available online through city resources, so people can get helpful hints and ideas about how to be healthy from the city.
And how about item number two?
My second item I always carry, and if you're a mother of toddlers, you can relate, I always have snacks. I always carry lots of little snacks. I'm very happy I don't have to carry diapers anymore because my three-year-old's potty trained. But I have those because there's nothing as bad as a toddler having a blood sugar meltdown, or myself, I'm a little hypoglycemic, so sometimes I need to have a snack. But an unintended good consequence of carrying them is I notice when people are out with signs saying they haven't eaten all day, I can give them the snacks I carry in my bag and in my car. I also like to carry bottles of water to give away on the hot months of the year. And if you really want to make someone's day that's out on the street, give them a popsicle in the middle of August. They will love you.
I believe it. You spend a lot of time on the ground giving away food and being very close to the need. So as you've experienced the homeless population in St. Pete is a problem that exists around the country. What are some things you would like to see happen that aren't that aren't happening right now with regard to serving the homeless?
One of my childhood best friends, Megan Howell, she has a pilot program in Sarasota that is working with six individuals, putting them into home together, co-living space, learning about therapy programs and things. So I spoke with her, and she said programs are the most important thing. So I would definitely lean on people like her and the Dream Center. I have another friend who works for the Dream Center. And so I'd lean a lot on resources like that and ask them, what are these programs that people need, and see how we can expand those. But the police force does actually have a really good homeless outreach. What I would like to see us do is, you know, get that number out there to people who need it.
Okay, how about item number three?
My third item is my wedding ring. I don't know if you'll want to take a picture of it at the end, but it's Black Hills Gold, which is basically means it's three-tone gold. My brother-in-law owns American's Auction Channel here in St. Petersburg. They sell a lot of jewelry, especially like Western jewelry, like I'm wearing right now. So my husband gets a good deal on it. And this one's really important to me because it has like the berries and the foliage because it brings out my farmer side. So I really like my wedding ring.
And you mentioned your husband and earlier when we were talking your children. So you're existing in sort of the traditional family unit, and I'm sure you know how important it is to have a support system around you. And the family has changed over the last couple of decades. What do you think we need to do in St. Pete to make the family support systems more stronger and more effective?
St. Pete has an advantage, I would say, over other geographic areas because we have really strong neighborhood associations. And so if we could put some further support into those neighborhood associations to support families, I believe that would make a huge difference. I'm in Kenwood, and we have Kenwood kids, and a lot of the moms know each other, and they have a huge Easter thing for families. So I love St. Pete. I just increased the resources that are available here already.
Thank you, candidate Marcille Powers. Appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor to be on your show.
From stpetecatalyst.com.